Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 2. Family Guy. Later that night, 2018.
The speech had been a rousing success. The meet and greet afterwards had collected over $10,000 through passing the hat. The post-event review had been boring, and Andy had doodled pictures of himself beside the desk of the, quote, President of Canada, unquote, in the Oval Office a couple of times before that ended. Jill had been in the car waiting for him, and they were soon whisked away from the hotel and on their way to the airport. He had meetings in Ottawa the next day that he couldn't miss. He had a fundraiser in Calgary on Friday he had to prepare for, and then there was that group from his riding that kept pestering his office. It was time to deal with them, once and for all. Jill greeted him in the car. "You did good, Andrew," she said with a kiss. "It's surreal," Andy said. "It's all happening so fast." "Cream rises to the top, Jelly Bean," she said with a bit of a snuggle. Andrew squirmed and whispered, "Honey, not in public." Jill pulled back a little miffed now. The car was moving. The only other person in the car was the driver, and she was sure a professional driver wouldn't think anything of a man and his wife cuddling after a long day. She huffed a bit. "I'm thinking of taking the kids back home for a while. Mom and Dad would love to see them, and the weather's still good enough for them to run around and stuff." Andy sighed. She only went home when she was angry with him. Normally, he tried to talk her out of it, but the last couple of weeks had been hectic, and he'd rarely been around. The next 10 days were going to be worse. "If you want," he surrendered. "It's her last chance before the school year begins," she persisted. Apparently, she was expecting he'd argue with her. They sat in quiet for the next few miles. It was funny, Andy thought. Canada had been officially metric for half a decade before he was born. His education had been all metric, and the signs on the roads he'd always driven had used kilometers his entire life. But his dad always said things in miles, and Andy had picked up on it. He probably needed to watch that. It was the sort of thing that could trip him up now. "Things were easier before, huh?" he said wistfully. Jill didn't turn to him. She just nodded and replied, "Yeah."